We see repeated in our liturgy today the importance of the name of Jesus. And that was one of the favorite themes of our saint today's preaching, Saint Bernardine of Siena, who was of the Friars Minor. He was a Franciscan, one of the observants, and was an itinerant preacher. And that was, I repeat, one of his favorite things. That he formulated he would take a circle with the name, the IHS, in the middle of it, which are the first three letters of the name of Jesus in Greek. And he would use that as a symbol. And that's where that originates. Because he understood exactly what our Lord was saying in the gospel passage we just heard and preached it. And believe it or not, after his ordination to the priest, he was very devout as a young child, continually. And when he entered the order, and then was given the task of preaching, but when he first started out, he had a very hoarse, soft voice, and was not unfit for the job, wasn't sure he was going to be able to do it. But he also had another tender devotion, that to our Blessed Lady, and he interceded for her in his behalf. And he was suddenly cured of that, and he suddenly had a very loud, sonorous voice and was now perfect for the job. And traveled for the rest of his life, traveled throughout Italy, doing just that, preaching this name, the name of Jesus, and the strength in that name. And he converted many. It was precisely that, as we see in his name, in the name of Jesus. As St. Peter responds to the leaders and the people of the elders in the first reading, in the name of Jesus, that man was cured. If you ask anything in my name, says our Lord, I will do it, to give glory to the Father. Of course, that means if we ask, we don't ask for anything frivolous. We ask for that which is according to his will. And above all, what is his will? Our salvation. And if it's not going to be good for our salvation, we can expect a no answer. But you see, that's what's better for us, and God knows what's best for us, better than we know ourselves. We never think that God is not answering our prayers. He is always answering our prayers. But we have to ask, as our Lord says, in his name, according to the will of the Father. Then, yes, it will be granted. He will do it. Let us then not hesitate to pronounce that name when we do worthily, out of love for him, which is also why we bow our heads when we pronounce that name. Such a name so sacred, so powerful, we bow our heads and in all humility ask what we need. Let us not hesitate to do so, placing all of our faith in him through our Most Blessed Mother, that we too then will achieve our salvation, and we too can unite our small little gift with that of our Blessed Lady to be placed around the throne of God, and we too can give glory to the Father for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.